This week, a love story, a real life one, or fun and perhaps shocking parts of one. The characters, my husband and I. On today's show, we'll hear some examples of how your intuition guides you to the love story of your life, all by way of encouraging you with examples to recognize your own intuitive superpower.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you remember that a world on fire is also a world ripe for solutions? Do you feel committed to gorgeousness in your life, this world, and for those who inhabit our planet? Did you know that already inside of you, you have the perfect tool to help you navigate these times, adding positively to your life and the world? Friend, here is the great news. Intuition works at lightning speed, and you were born with it. It's the internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. I'm your host, Aimée Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive brilliance for more than a decade. Join me each week on the Intuition for Changemakers show for true stories and tools that will inspire you to harness your intuitive birthright to heal, shine, tend, and nourish yourself and this world. Hello, welcome. Today's episode shout out goes to Katya. Hi, Katya. She sent the show a text. She said, "Hi, Aimée, happy birthday. I miss our circle." She was one of my previous students in what is now called my Solutionaries program. "Give them my love," she said. So that's for you, other students. Katya said, "I loved the forgiveness episode so much. It really spoke to me, and I've been using your 'I forgive myself, I forgive so-and-so' with my ex, and it's the first thing I've found to really get through those deep and old resentments that I've been challenged to move through. Thank you so much. You're amazing. Sending love." Yes, Katya. High five. That's amazing. Wonderful work for yourself, letting go of that cluster F of your energy, holding on to resentments. Katya is talking about episode number 83, if you haven't heard it. Thank you for reaching out. We miss you too. Okay, without further ado, let's dig in. I've got some good stories for you today. Intuition is your birthright. It will not leave you. The media may or may not tell you the right things. Love, we have an internet. It's amazing. But also, anyone can put anything on it. And there are algorithms, depending on what you look at, the internet gives you more of that. You might feel like you're living in this mumbo-jumbo world right now and don't know who to trust or where to look for true information. But you've got something inside. It's not related to what you can't keep your eyes off on the internet. It's related to you and your life. My sister and I were talking about secret algorithms. She was like, "My secret algorithm," as in known only to her, "is shipwrecks." She said, "I can't keep my eyes from it." She has this crazy fear and also can't seem to stop watching. So she gets more of this on her phone. the thing that she is afraid of. You guys, this is such a perfect metaphor for these times and how the world works and is responsive to you. That's happening even without the internet. I was like, what? Shipwrecks? Mine is like people petting animals and doing healing therapy with horses is my secret algorithm. I'm honestly not on social media much at all anymore. And I'm not sure exactly where I'm going with it, but I can tell you that my life feels more wholesome when scrolling is not a part of it. And I find I actually just don't care either. I'm not missing it. In fact, I wonder how many hours it is giving back to me. I bet I could figure it out by looking at my phone usage. But anyway, I am loving the social media free life. Nevertheless, before I left, my secret algorithm looked like people healing with horses. So back to what we're talking about. In a world where you can watch anything from shipwrecks to a woman who does energy work in a field with her herd of horses, in a world where what is actually happening is told by different people with a different narrative, same events, different stories, here is the wonderful thing. Your intuition will not leave your side. It will also always, always, always tell you things that are important for you to know. It does not ever deviate and tell you things that the societal narrative would tell you because that's the most prevalent story. And if you want some examples of that, listen to episode number 71 of the Intuition for Changemakers show entitled Encouragement for the Road Less Traveled. At that point, the show was called the Own Your Intuition Show. Your intuition is always telling you what is right for you. And the more you are paying attention to it, the easier it is to get instructions, the clearer things are going to be. It's not going to tell you, trust this person because he looks good on paper. It's only going to tell you to do that if it is true that this person and this opportunity is true and good to trust for you. I'm not saying that by listening to your intuition, you will never be confused again, just for clarity's sake. Because when you are in some sort of a transition in your life, there are moments when things are changing that things become unclear for a time. A while ago, I was on my beloved previous student and now dear friend, Michelle Cassandra Johnson's podcast called Finding Refuge. It's episode 4.11. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. But when I was on her podcast, I tell a story of metamorphosis in my own life. So when you listen to your intuition, not every moment of your life is full of clarity, but when you are in metamorphosis or when you do hit a moment of mist, you know that these moments are going to pass. Moments of change require a readjustment. And often, I'd say usually, when you are shifting directions, the path to take becomes hazy before it comes into focus again as you change directions. So don't be discouraged by this. It doesn't mean you'll never know. It just means you are currently in change. And you do have a technique for arriving. Your inner knowing will provide. It will let you know when you have landed on the best path forward. And today, I'm going to give you some examples so you can see what I mean. But I also should say, if you need a technique now, a technique for getting the answers you desire, then you're in luck. I wrote a book for you about a decade ago, actually 15 years ago now. It's evergreen. It details a technique seers have been using for eons. It's so simple, and everyone can do it. Anytime. If you live on Vashon, where I live, you can get this book from the library or the bookstore. And you can order it online if you live elsewhere and even get a free starter chapter on my website. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. I use this technique still. I will my whole life, whenever I need the answer to a question I don't know. It's also very magic. I mean, in using it, you discover this miraculous thing that is true for everyone, and that is that the universe is responsive to you. It's this glorious awakening, understanding, and experience. So today, we're going to take a ride on the Love Boat. Who remembers that show? The Love Boat promises something for everyone. Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new romance. I like singing the whole thing. I'm 51, you guys. You probably have to be around 50 or older and a U.S. citizen to remember that show. No worries, though. It was great while it lasted, but nothing that you're missing if you don't know it. I thought I would tell you some real life stories of my husband and I's courtship and getting together. We were not on a boat, not on the Love Boat. But these are some of the details, some of them shocking, of my husband and I's own story, courtship, life, and how intuition guided each of us to it. My family and I live really close to Vashon Town, the island I live on. My husband bought this home in the late 1990s. I drove by what would later become my home countless times before I ever met my husband. And sometimes when I would pass, this curious thing would happen. I would have this almost overwhelming urge to drive into the driveway. I had no idea who lived there, not the faintest. When this happened, I was like, what the heck? Curious. This had happened to me one other time many years prior to this moment when I lived at an ashram in upstate New York. When I would pass this certain door, the same feeling would occur, almost like I was drawn there like a beacon. I stopped myself from going in, but I do remember one time the impulse having happened so many times repeatedly, I stopped in front of the door and thought, who lives here? I practically expected someone to emerge in that moment, but no one did. However, as you might have guessed, later that person became a dear friend of mine. And when one day we had to run by his place to get something on our way to somewhere else, it all became clear to me. It came together why I was so drawn to this particular door. So when this happened on the island I lived, I was curious. The feeling was so strong that sometimes I would actually check in with myself. Do I need to pull into this driveway right now? The answer came inevitably, no. And I would just shrug and think, well, whoever lives there must be a friend. It was one of the thousand signs I had leading me to my husband. And as I am telling you this story now, it makes me curious if at the time I had been asking a question like, where is my man? I'm not sure I would have asked that because who cares where my man is if he's not ready or I'm not ready yet. But anyway, those specifics are lost to time. Regardless, the universe was clearly guiding me. When my husband and I did get together, we were super fast out of the gate. We were literally, we were living together within a few months of starting dating. And we were literally married before the anniversary of our first date. Our second summer together, we had planned to go to Alaska, but we had a baby instead. There were so many magical things in our courtship. I have often thought I could write a rom-com film about our courtship exactly as it happened, and no one would believe that it was true. This year, we celebrated our 14th wedding anniversary, and coming up in April, we will be celebrating the 15th anniversary of our first date, which was epic, rom-com worthy in every way. So, when you know your intuition, when you don't waste any time wondering, is this true or is this crazy? You have a whole additional skill in your back pocket. And by back pocket, I really mean your body. You are really like a superhero. Every single person who is hearing my words now, this applies to you. Only, depending on where you are at on that scale, you are like a superhero that doubts and thinks, am I going crazy? When you know something beforehand, or when your intuition drops you a good idea on a walk, or while you are driving your car down the road, and you waste time getting your undies in a bunch over whether or not to trust that idea, or wondering how you know, or if you should follow through on it. You could think of it like fumbling while getting on your superhero suit. Or maybe you spend the next 2 weeks wrestling with yourself over whether you should trust that idea. Continuing with my superhero suit metaphor, one day you walk into your room and the suit is on your bed. And it's so fantastic. It's everything you would ever want in a superhero suit right now, whatever that is. Mine probably looks like this sweater set, pants, and top I just got for my birthday. I don't know. If it had an emblem, maybe it would be one of those twinkle emojis. And it would also come with a long, like calf length, fabulous wool coat with a tiny moon on the lapel. I love imagining this. What does your superhero suit look like? Whatever yours looks like, it's there on your bed. And instead of putting it on and using it, and by this, in real life, I am meaning actually doing the thing your intuition is nudging you toward, you spend inordinate amounts of time internally wrestling with yourself whether to wear that thing or not, the one clearly made for you. Or you ignore it, the suit, the idea, the nudge, the knowing, and then find out why later. Moments or months or years later, you find out what your intuition was trying to help you avoid. Or, to continue our metaphor, you happen upon a situation in which, lo and behold, a superhero suit is required. Too bad you left yours on the bed, or you balled it up and threw it into the bottom of your closet, and now it's covered in dust balls and not on you where you need it to be at the moment. Or, this is the better or, and this is what I'm angling us all toward right now. The other alternative is you don't waste any of that time. No mental gymnastics ensue. You put on the suit. It fits you perfectly. You might not have any idea why, but you trust it. You walk right out the door and into, as it turns out, that unexpected meeting where only those in superhero suits are gifted the best things. In real life, superhero suit metaphor aside, you either act on your intuition immediately or if there's no current action to take, like when I was drawn to what would eventually be my driveway one day, but what was then an unknown house occupied by a stranger, you just shrug, but you do not doubt the relevance of the information. And this becomes, in the case of my husband, one of a thousand things that pointed me to him so that I could say yes to marrying him before we were even together a year, even though that is something I would have never thought I would do. You have a superpower, friend. You were born with it. You don't have to do anything for it. I can tell you that, like any muscle, it gets stronger the more you work it. And sometimes I feel like it's not even exactly like that. It's sometimes like you get more information from it the more you use it, because the universe knows you are paying attention. Source, universe, goddess, God, great spirit, whatever you call it, that benevolent flow of which you are a part, your highest self, wants you to have the answers that will make your life easier. It wants you on your road. No one but you can be on your road. There is no one else like you. You have a special role to fulfill. This is true for every one of us. No matter what your role is, how large or small, it is important to the whole. Your intuition is literally the finely tuned, specifically dialed, absolutely practical and relevant skill, tool, sense that you already have and is for getting you on and keeping you on your best path. The whole world benefits when you are on your best path. Not only is it meaningful to your soul, which makes your life, your time on earth meaningful to you, it's also relevant to the whole, even if you never know how. Here's another story of recognizing the yeses when they appear as related to my husband and I's story. And this one may shock you. My husband did not think he was going to have children. He had two vasectomies before I came along. This is another crazy part of our story. And yet, when we got pregnant, he was the first to say, "I think we should have this baby." There were other signs of this. For example, very soon after we started dating, we took this trip across the country to meet and spend time with his parents and then mine. I remember before we even got pregnant, during this trip, my husband, then boyfriend's dad, brought up his two failed vasectomies and asked him what his plan was, if he had any thoughts on this. My husband responded, "I don't know. It seems like the universe may have another plan." I don't think either one of us was thinking about actually having a baby at that time. I certainly wasn't. And yet, I think my husband's two failed vasectomies before I came into his life gave him this understanding that something else was afoot for him. So when we hit the ground running, he had his own yeses that told him, "Actually, I am going to be a father. I just didn't know it until she came along." We recently went out for an anniversary dinner and we passed the restaurant where we made the decision to make a life together. And I was teasing my husband that when we went out to dinner with the sole purpose of deciding whether or not we were going to have a baby and make a life of it, he took me to the best restaurant and wore his best favorite shirt in preparation for wooing me to have his baby. We were laughing about it all these many years later. We have a teenager now. Many important decisions have actually been made with that shirt. He got married in it too. It's like the kind of image I will see in meditations in my next life, if I have one, when I meet him. The kind of pattern he will be drawn to purchase again, that white linen shirt with the small orange flowers. It's played other important roles too. That would definitely be a part of the rom-com narrative, that shirt, if I wrote it. Okay, so where am I going with all of these stories? My intuition nudging me to drive into the house that I would eventually live in and raise our children in before I even knew my husband. My husband's intuition leading him to easily make a decision he did not think he would ever make when the time, place, person was right. Your intuition doesn't lead you wrong. It's not like a skewed news narrative or a secret algorithm. It always leads you right. It doesn't guide you to things that look good on paper but aren't actually good. It guides you to things you thought you would never have or do if they are your best choice. It guides you to know everything you need to know to live your best life, whether that is, as was the case for me 14 years ago, marry this man before the anniversary of our first date, or maybe for you, take this job or buy this house. Remember in episode 8, where my previous student and now beloved friend, Michelle Cassandra Johnson, told us about her buying a house sight unseen because her intuition told us to, a house she still loves today. Mine told me to move to an island in the Puget Sound, even though I had only just found out about its existence. As soon as I got off the ferry for the first time, my whole body relaxed and I felt welcomed home. Before I even drove up the hill and saw the place. If my intuition ever tells me to move again, you can bet I will listen. It's the job of your intuition to steer you toward what is best for you. I hope these tiny blips of my husband and I's story, there are so many pieces I could tell, but I hope they will inspire you to take your intuition seriously. Even if from time to time you aren't totally sure why or what for, or haven't gotten the final piece of the puzzle that puts it all together. I am here to remind you that you are a superhero. You were born a superhero. You already have inside of you a sense, a compass, a navigation system that will tell you when it is time to take the exit or get on a road. The more you honor that, the easier it is going to be to hear it. I wish you well. Send me a postcard along the way by dropping the show a text, for example. Remember, you matter. You are not alone. We are here together. And as you are already enough. All my love. This is Aimée Cartier. Thanks for listening. I've got tools for you. Do you want to know how your internal navigation system works so you don't miss an exit or get on a wrong road? So you know what to expect from your intuition, what its characteristics are, so you can recognize it and let it lead you to the chapters of your superhero story? I made a self-study course for you if that sounds like you. It's called How to Know If It Is My Intuition. You can find out more about this at aimeecartier.com/knowyourintuition or follow the link in the show notes.